This is part five. It's the last in a series of BT dailies we've been doing on promises that God makes to us. And what's amazing is there's a whole lot more promises than this. You need to get into the scripture and find all the promises that God makes. And then we can have trust in him. Our faith is based upon him, who he is, and his faithfulness. You know, God just isn't fickle. When he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And that gives us confidence. The confidence that he's going to, one of the things we talked about, complete the work he started in us. He promises for those who are faithful to him, he's going to give them eternal life in his kingdom. The Apostle Paul, we're going to read something that he wrote. It's in 1 Thessalonians, and it's in chapter 5. And it's verses 23 through 24. And this is a very encouraging promise. You know, one thing, when you study the promises of God, you tend to stop thinking about yourself. You start thinking about God. You stop trying to have faith in yourself or just looking at your failures. You start to see God and have faith in him and his successes. God doesn't fail. People fail. God doesn't fail. And listen to this promise. Paul says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify," which means make you holy, "sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." In other words, we will be prepared so that when Christ comes back, we can be changed into his children, to be in his family, in his kingdom forever. And then listen to this statement. Paul says, "He who calls you to this salvation, which is God, he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it." You know, Paul had this confidence. You see in Paul's writings where sometimes he struggles with himself. "Oh, what a wretched man I am," he says in the book of Romans. There's times where he doubts, "I don't even know if I can make it." And then he always centers back on, "No, God promises. God is going to take me there. I will go hold on to that promise." Be faithful to God. He promises. Hold on to him, because we can't do it. He does it. We hold on to him. We accept that sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We understand who he is, and we are led to this future when Jesus Christ returns to resurrect and change those who are his to be in God's family forever. What a promise. What a future. Hold on to that promise. This is BT Daily. Join us next time.